Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy Mr. Justin Rudd and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed Mr. Charlie Nassar talking about our event coming up in Greenville at the Top Rail Cowboy Church on the 28th, not long from now. So in that area, I know folks are listening all over on the podcast, but also all of our awesome radio stations, Hunt County, Greenville, Texas, about an hour east of Dallas. The Sabine River is there. Tewakinie, Lake Tewakinie, one of the best white bass lakes in the state, is near. We have a friend of mine here, Mr. Braden Castillo. Now, Braden has a guide service, Stick in Scales Bowfishing, but he also guides on the Sabine River, north of Greenville, a stretch of it there, for white bass, spawning white bass. So that's what we're going to talk about. Braden, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Hey, Luke, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk about catching the mother load of jam-packed white bass in a stretch of the Sabine River north of Greenville, Texas, which is Hunt County. My newspaper column runs in the Greenville Herald Banner. It has for many years, and a whole bunch of others. I'm looking forward to getting with you and getting some good pictures and some white bass fillets and having some fun with you. But right now, and I know this for a fact, folks, you have those fish cornered. If you like to catch one after another, now's the time, right, Braden?
It is most definitely the time.
Well, so tell us about it. You're going to meet your clients there just a little bit north of Greenville, Texas, at a place where you can launch your kayak. So you'll have a kayak for the people, and it's not a long paddle to where the hot spots are, is it?
Not at all. It's about a 150-yard paddle, 10, 15 minutes, and you're right on top of the fish.
And, you know, I know about you. I've talked to you a whole bunch about this, and I'm really looking forward to getting with you. But it literally is a fish on every cast, or a bite. I won't say you'll catch every one, but when that bait gets in the water, they are hungry, and they're packed in there. What happens? They move up out of the lake, and the conditions here a couple of weeks ago after that rain, it created an ideal situation for the spawn, didn't it?
Of course it did.
Well, let's talk about it. Tell us about the best baits that's working the best for you.
So the best bait is a 1/8 ounce Roadrunner with a Bobby Garland chartreuse paddle tail. You cannot beat it. It is the best bait for white bass, and you will get nailed every single time on it.
That's what we're looking to hear, buddy. And that's what's happening. So you put in there, you'll have a kayak, and then your client, one person per kayak, and you might have a couple of kayaks with you, but a 150-yard paddle in a beautiful late winter, early spring river, it's a good time to be out there. Tell us about, you know, how you're presenting the bait, or I guess you're going to use ultralights, is that right?
Right, we're using 6-foot ultralights. They're perfect for casting around limbs and trees, all that good stuff, and awesome to fight fish on.
Oh yeah, that's what I do a lot of. I don't have the luxury of kayak fishing. I could do it. Jeff Rice, who produces our TV show, and a very big part of our show, A Sportsman's Life. Jeff has some land up on the north end of Lake Fork, and there's quite a few sand bass in Lake Fork, too, not like Tewakini, though. But anyway, we walk the banks, but and get hung up quite a bit walking those banks. But in the kayak, you can put that thing out in the middle of that creek, the river, which is kind of narrow, I think, where you're fishing, and you can cast around and a lot of times avoid getting hung up like if you were walking the bank. So I seldom ever have the privilege of fishing the creeks and rivers from a boat, but I do quite a bit every spring by walking the bank. So I bet you, I don't know this, but I'm going to bet a lot of those heavy egg-laden females you're catching now. Is that right?
Yes, it is right. And when I say these are some big white bass, these are 13 to 14 inch white bass each catch. There's rarely a time that you're throwing back one due to it being undersized.
Well, don't you get a kick out of these people that talk about white bass? Yeah, we're catching 3-pounders regularly. Show me a 3-pound bass regular, and I want to go there, you know. When you're people talk about that all the time. And eating, people can come when they book a trip with you expecting to eat some white bass, actually to eat 50 fillets, 25 times two. But, you know, cooking and eating sand bass, white bass, we call them here in North Texas, that really tricks a lot of people up. Braden, they think, oh, I've had so many people, well, I like crappie. I like crappie too. I like blue cats. I like them too. But they always throw in the red meat. How simple is it to leave the red meat on the scale when you're filleting those things? Tell people how you do that.
It's so easy, and it frustrates me that people, it's so easy. You just keep that fillet knife about a little bit off that scale on the fillet, and you miss that red meat completely, and you'll get you a fillet that looks as white as crappie meat, and you can't tell the difference between a crappie fillet and a white bass fillet.
I know, and that, this is almost sacrilegious. Of course, I love to cook and catch, cook, and eat fish, and I've done a lot of it in my life, but crappie are so good. Well, crappie are a neutral flavored fish. They are great. I love them. Who don't? A well-trimmed sand bass, white bass fillet, I'll be honest with you, I just soon eat that. Maybe better. It's a little bit tighter textured fish, and it's really good. So people, and once the trip is over, I mean, 25 casts right now in that honey holes that you're fishing, you're probably going to get 25 strikes, I'll bet you. And you can limit out quick, but if the people want to keep on fishing, you can catch and release some with them, can't you?
Of course. Yeah, so after they get their 25 fish, we start targeting the crappie and throw bigger baits for hybrids, because mm-hmm. the hybrids are definitely in there.
Oh, yeah.
And catching them in a ditch is unreal. I mean, they will yank you back and forth, and it's like fighting a shark on an ultralight.
It is. I'm glad we'll be fishing with ultralights, because, oh man, you take a 13, 14 inch white bass on an ultralight. Oh man. I've asked you this before we started recording, but it really doesn't matter. Bait presentation, when I walk the banks, a lot of times I try to get where I can work that bait down the parallel with the bank, and it seems like I always catch more doing that. But when you get them hemmed up like this, I guess it doesn't matter where the bait is if it's in the water, right?
As soon as that bait hits the water, those fish are already locked into it, no matter where it's at.
That's unreal. Do you think the sand bass that you're catching, they found, I guess, the deeper hole, what they're looking for? Another rainfall, you think it would push them farther down, or a new bunch come in? Or wonder how that works, you know?
Yeah, so this first rainfall has pushed a group in, and another one would push more in along with the hybrids. The hybrids usually need another rainfall to all move in.
Yeah,
and it'll be crazy, even more crazier than it is now.
Bottom line is, folks, if you're up in North Texas, Greenville, or within a short drive, give Braden a call. We're going to give his information. Now, Braden, your guide service, your nuts and bolts year-round, stick in scales bow fishing at night, which I've done enough of that to speak intelligently about it. It's a whole bunch of fun. But right now, when it's so good, this is what you're going to be doing for a while this spring. Now, how do they call you? I know they could connect with you on Facebook too, right?
Right. They can reach me on Facebook, and I post daily photos of the fish and clients and update people on what the water's doing and temperatures. And then they can contact me through Messenger on Facebook. And then they can also contact me on my number at 903-268-1116.
Okay. And then to find you on Facebook, just stick in scales, bow fishing?
Yes. Stick in scales, bow fishing guide service.
All right. Well, Braden, I look forward to getting with you. The Greenville Herald banner there in Greenville is one of the newspapers that one of the 53, I think, now that run my column. So you'll give me the fodder for a bunch of good stuff to write about and obviously to enjoy. So thank you a lot for being with us, buddy.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.